I'd like to close this first set with a song written by Jerry Mulligan. Actually, it's a story, and it's quite long, but it's kind of a neat story. I think he wrote it about a girl that was a member, a musician in his band. That's what the story is, but we don't even know how these things get started, but it makes sense, actually. And it's all about a girl named Pearly Sue. When Pearly Sue was only two, she knew what she wanted to do. Ride a cowboy on a horse. She told her mama, "You know, of course, I'm gonna be a cowboy, gonna be a lonesome cowboy." And then her mama said, "Now listen, Pearl, that's very nice, but you're a girl, and girls can't have such boyish hopes as slinging guns and twirling ropes. Though our girl was only two, she knew just what she wanted to do. I'm gonna be a cowboy, gonna be a lonesome cowboy." When Pearly Sue was only four, she knew there was something more. Heard a jazz band playing hot, she told her mama like a shot, "I'm gonna have a jazz band, gonna have a great big jazz band." And then her mama said, "Land sakes alive, I didn't know you really dig that jive. But you're a girl, and don't forget, you'd be better off in a string quartet. Though our girl was only four, she knew just what she was looking for. I'm gonna have a jazz band, gonna have a great big jazz band." When Pearly Sue was only eight, she knew there was something great. Heard a horn man sound so fine, she told her mama, "Before I'm nine, I'm gonna play the trumpet, gonna play the golden trumpet." And then her mama said, "Now listen, pet, that's well and good, but don't forget that girl should play the harp and flute, not drums you bang and horns you toot." Pearl just smiled her smile sublime. "Hillary Armstrong of my time I'll be, you'll see." Pearly Sue was 22. She knew what she wanted to do. Ride a spaceship to the stars and have the first jazz band on Mars. "Gonna take a trip, gonna get a rocket ship," said Pearly. And then her mama said, "Now listen, you, if you go in there, well, I'm going too." So off they went on jets of flame. Pearl played her horn, she made her name. Talk about a spaceship, everybody knew about Pearly. And then they made her president. To the White House she was sent. Turned out so fine in Pearly's time, they put her on a brand new dime. Riding on a rocket ship, dressed like a cowboy, playing her horn at 98 at Peter's Gate. She said, "I'm sorry if I am late, but I could use another year or two. So many things that I want to do." But Peter just smiled and said, said to Pearl, you've had a busy life, my girl. So come on in and blow your horn. We've been waiting for you since you were born. Shout hooray, we're all here today to meet Pearlie. And then they all came out and sang a bye-bye blues. Told her all about that heavenly news. And then she went and how she flew. She had her dreams, made them all come true. That, my friends, is the beginning and the end of this story. I'm telling you about Pearlie Sue, a girl who knew what she wanted to do. Pearlie Sue, Pearlie Sue, Pearlie.